Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Payoff: How Changing the Way We Pay Changes. Everything is a nonfiction book about the hidden infrastructure of payments and the political, economic, and technological forces that shape it. Written by Natasha de Taran with Gottfried Leibrandt, it argues that the way money moves matters as much as money itself. Rather than treating payments as a background utility, the book shows how payment systems influence trade, taxation, salaries, savings, pensions, financial stability, and even the balance of power between institutions and states. It draws on the author's practical experience in the payments world, especially cross-border infrastructure, to explain a subject that is often visible only when it fails. The purpose is both explanatory and corrective to help readers understand what payment systems do, who controls them, and why their future will be shaped by history and geopolitics as much as by innovation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, payments as the hidden foundation of economic life. The central idea of the book is that payments are not a technical afterthought, but one of the core systems that make modern societies workable. De Taran presents the movement of money as the link that connects ordinary transactions to much larger structures such as trade, taxation, wages, pension savings, and public order. This perspective changes the usual focus from money as an abstract store of value to money as a process that must move reliably between people, companies, and governments. The argument is important because it shows that a payment system is not merely a convenience layer on top of finance. It is part of the basic machinery of economic coordination. If that machinery is slow, expensive, fragmented, or politically controlled, the effects are felt across the whole economy. The book, therefore, reframes payments as a subject with system-wide consequences rather than a narrow banking topic. Secondly, how payments infrastructures distribute financial power. A major contribution of the book is its explanation of where financial power actually sits. Instead of focusing only on banks or currency issuers, it looks at the infrastructure that routes transactions and sets the rules for access. This includes networks such as SWIFT, whose messaging role helps institutions agree transaction details and instruct the movement of securities and cash. By examining these layers, the book makes clear that power often belongs to the operators, standard setters, and intermediaries who control the rails on which payments travel. That matters because whoever governs the rails can shape costs, speed, exclusion, compliance, and international reach. The book also shows that payment systems are deeply political. They can be used to extend influence, enforce restrictions, or limit access across borders. This makes the infrastructure itself a site of competition, not just a neutral utility. Thirdly, why payment habits are shaped by history more than by design. The book does not treat current payment behavior as the result of pure efficiency or consumer choice. Instead, it argues that today's habits are strongly shaped by historical development, institutional inheritance, and national custom. Different societies have built their payment systems through layered decisions, path dependence, and legacy arrangements that continue to affect what is possible now. This helps explain why payments often remain fragmented, even when technology appears to offer simple solutions. A system may persist because it is embedded in legal rules, banking practice, public expectations, or cross-border arrangements that cannot be replaced overnight. The book uses this historical lens to show why payment reform is harder than it first appears. It is not enough to invent a better tool. The new tool must fit into an older network of institutions, regulations, and habits that already organize financial life. Fourthly, geopolitics and regulation will shape the future of payments. One of the book's most practical insights is that the future of payments will not be determined by technology alone. De Taran and Leibrandt stress that geopolitics, national policy, and regulation will shape how payment systems evolve just as much as digital innovation will. This is especially relevant in cross-border finance, where states care about sovereignty, security, sanctions, and access to global networks. The book suggests that the shift toward more digital forms of payment does not eliminate political constraints. It often intensifies them. Governments and institutions may support faster and more efficient systems, but they also want control over data, oversight, and strategic dependence. As a result, the book presents payments as a space where commercial innovation meets state power. This gives readers a more realistic view of what future payment change can achieve and what limits will remain even in a highly digital environment. Lastly, the uncertain future of cash, banks, and digital payment systems. The book also explores what happens as cash loses importance and digital payments become more dominant. Rather than treating this as an automatic improvement, it asks what may be lost when physical money declines and when transactions become increasingly dependent on private or semi-private systems. That discussion includes the future role of banks, the resilience of payment networks, and the risks of concentrating more activity inside fewer digital channels. The value of this topic is that it forces readers to consider payments from the standpoint of resilience as well as convenience. Faster and smoother transactions can bring clear benefits, but they can also increase dependency on infrastructure that may be opaque to users and vulnerable to disruption. By raising these questions, the book broadens the debate beyond mobile apps and card payments to include access, reliability, governance, and the social consequences of a hyper-digitalized money system. In conclusion, The Payoff is best suited to readers who want to understand finance at the infrastructure level rather than only at the level of markets, banking products, or consumer payments. It will appeal to students of economics, professionals in banking and regulation, policy readers, and general audiences interested in how power operates through financial systems. Its main benefit is conceptual clarity. It explains why the movement of money is a central social function and why payment rails deserve more attention than they usually receive. The book also offers practical value by helping readers interpret current debates about digital payments, financial inclusion, cash decline, bankrolls, and cross-border control. Compared with many finance books, it stands out for its focus on systems, history, and geopolitics rather than tips or technical jargon. Because the authors know the subject from direct industry experience, the book combines authority with accessibility. It is especially useful for readers who want a clear, non-sensational account of how modern payments really work and why changing them can alter much more than transaction speed. If you would like to support Natasha de Taran, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.